अस्माकं हृदहरे हरे ददातु कार्यं कार्यज्ञ प्रलयकायित प्रभ हरिकथामृतसार गुरुगळ करुणदिंद अपणित केळुवे परम भगवत् भक्तरिदन दरदि केळुवुदु we were discussing about Madhvacharya so last few classes we have seen that we saw about the Madhvacharya's avatar, because he is the mool, he is our guru, and then what he was, is his avatar, and then what he did, what is the very purpose of his avatar. So what is his purpose is basically the prapancha, the bheda, what we call the differences, the differences are real. So that is already there. It is not something that he created. Whatever was there, he expanded and he elaborated. That is what we call panchikegalanu. Panchikegalanu means he made vistara. He elaborated those tattvas and he said everything is a group of five sense organs, their matters, the vishayas, the objects of those sense organs, that is also five, and the shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha, that is five. So five, the clusters of five, he expanded on it. So the special prarthana for him to give that knowledge, because basically the Veda Jnana means the entire universe, if you take it, is only made of three things. One is the Ishwara, the Supreme Lord, and then there are the sentience, then there are non-sentience. Everything comes under this group, and the Ishwara, the Supreme One, in him we include Lakshmi also, because they are always, she is always liberated, she was never in bondage. So in that, the way we categorize differs. So if you take these three and if you see the differences among these three, it amounts to five. That's why it is panchabheda. So the prapancha, the world, is also made of panchabheda, five elements and everything, the bheda prapancha. So that he explains. So after after Madhvacharya, he is avatar rupa and the chintane, then we next we move on to, he is the prana shakti. We say that because to do anything we need not just the life force, the existence. Life force means it's not just the inhale exhale stuff, it is a very living, it varies from creature to creature. If you are on bhuloka, it will be your oxygen, carbon dioxide. If you leave this deha, if you are in some other plane, or if you are in some other prapancha, there the mode may be different depending on the different deha. So no matter what, you have to have life, you have to have existence. So he gives the existence and awareness of the existence, because if you take a non-sentient like a stone, it doesn't have any such things, what we call dharma. They're interesting, it doesn't have it, the jadas don't have it, but chetanas like us, when we are in a jada body, we have, depending on where you live, we are aware of our existence. So he gives existence to all the jivas he gives. So that is why called mukhya prana. It becomes very important. His avatara, we just that, and also he gives prerana, not only the existence, but also he gives the prerana how to do it, and also the needed strength to do it. Everything he gives, and not only to us, even if you take the jada objects, we call it atmosphere or whatever, everything, even in science also says it, and our philosophy also says the same thing. Anything, everything in the universe is moving. It's only a relative thing. Whether earth moves, or the moon moves, or the sun moves, our position is everything moves. For convenience, we fix one thing so that it becomes easier. Even in the newspaper, you see sun rises, sunsetting time, sunrise time, sunset time. Surely they know what is going on in the universe, but we fix one so that we can understand better. And for convenience, we usually fix the earth and relatively we see it. So to move everything in a particular way, the very movement, when you say moving, that we say chalana. Vayu is chalana, chalana movement. So everything is moving means you need vayu, that is mukhya prana. His other job is for jada, everything. He keeps everything moving. and he moves them in such a way that they don't collide. Everything happens in a methodical way. There may be here and there aberrations will be there, surely. But overall, everything happens because of Vayu. So the very word Vayu means Vaya Bandhane. That means everything, he keeps moving it the way it should be. So that is the avatara. His avatara is Madhvacharya. So there is no difference when it comes to Bhagavanta. And also in a similar way, Vayu, Mukhya Prana, taking avatars, Hanuma, Bhima, Madhva, no difference. So we just worship him for showing us the marga, the route. So after that, then we come to Rudra Devara. Rudra Devara is very, very, very important for us. After you have the prana and the existence, then what comes is you have to have your mind. Mind is needed to do anything. The mind should be sound. Mind has different components. Like mind also has the awareness of I am living. Awareness of your existence that he gives, and also the mind to do good things. So for that we need Rudra. So for Rudra Prasana, Rudra Devaru along with Parvati, Rudra Devaru comes very important because it is very clear only in the only in Rudra we see that Guru Bhakti, because we see it very clearly when it comes to Vayudevaru or Madhvacharya. For him, Guru and Devaru both are Narayana. So we don't know Guru, Devaru, we don't see it that clearly, the distinction. Whereas when it comes to Rudra, we see it very, very clearly, because he does, so that's why the next Padya, the 10th Padya, they say Vamadeva. Vamadeva means we always think Rudra Devaru is like Virupaksha. We take a perverted meaning and see it differently. But Dasaru says when you think of Rudra Devaru, you have to think him as the most handsome means the Samudrika Lakshana, or the most, he has all the Lakshana. Next to Vayudevaru, he has all the Lakshanas. So he addresses him as Vamadeva. And also he does good things. When you think it right way, he does only good thing to you. He is a Mangala Devata. So that's why he concludes the verse by saying, Sadasu Mangalava. He gives Mangala. So Dasaru prays to Rudra Devaru to give Mangala to us. And there are several adjectives. Svirinchitaneya means, Svirincha means, Chaturmukha, Chaturmukha. A son, what a son does is, the son does what the father wishes, or what the father has in mind. So Chaturmukha created did the srishti. So similar fashion, in a limited fashion, Rudra Devaru, whatever the gross thing that you see around, everything is what we call Rupatmaka Prapancha. The entire thing, Rudra Devaru, under the guidance of his father, Chaturmukha Brahma, and his lord, Narayana, Rudra Devaru also does Vrinchitaniya. And Vamanohara means to his wife, how a person should lead a life. He does what his father did, plus he does take care of his wife. He gives Vamanohara means she gives happiness, he teaches, he takes care of Parvati. So Vamanohara. Then Ugra means he is for the teachers and bad people he looks Ugra. But good people, Ugra means Ushabda. U means Rama Shabda. So Ukara Vacha is Rama in one sense. So he has Rama in his heart. Gasati means he has Ramadevara in his heart. So always he has it. So Umamanohara, Ugra, Durjati means it symbolizes it in this sense. Several meaning is there. One is he has Ganga, Deva Ganga in his head. And then Samajarjina. Samajarjina means, Samaja means elephant skin. Elephant skin means that is a Vaibhava for him, because he killed Gajasura and he got it. So Samajarjina Vasana, that is his dress. And Sumanasa Uttama, Bhushana, Vasana Bhushana, that is his Vaibhava. Sumanasa Uttama. Sumanasa means Devatas. In all the Devatas below him, he is the superior. And then he has a Parama Vairagya. He the very giver of Kamane. We say that Manmatha. he has burnt Manmatha, means burnt in the sense, in that literally, no, burnt means he has completely, he is much above, he has controlled it. So he has vairagya, and all these lights, whatever light you see, whatever is visible, like the lights that are visible is Surya, Chandra, and Surya, Chandra, and the Agni that we see, all the lights, they all are under his command. They are like his eyes. Eyes means that is which is see it. So everyone is under his control, all the lights. So light of knowledge also, he can take it. Anala vilochana kamita prada. He gives Rudradevaru is popularly known as Ashutosh. Means you can easily please him. You think that you think him in the right way, you can easily please him with all these attributes. You pray to him and he will give Mangala to you. So I am praying to him to give you Mangala. So you also do that, he will give Mangala. So he says the Mahimas of Rudradevaru, and he says he prays Rudradevaru, so that because Dasaru, when he prays, Rudradevaru will definitely respond to his prayer in a right way. So with Dasaru's blessings, Rudradevaru will give Mangala, means he will make our mind fixate on the right things in our life. So that we will also start praying. That is the purpose there. And then the next Padhyay, he says, he continues and says, the greatness of Rudra. What is the greatness of Rudra is? He says, Kriti Vasana. His Kriti Vasana means, is like Huli Charma. That is, he is wearing Huli Charma, is like, it is, it indicates Vairagya, complete Vairagya. He is wearing that, and not only that, he says, Kriti Vasane, and he says, and he being the Shishyatva, there he said Chaturmukha's son, here he is saying Kriti Vasane Hindini Nalvattu Kalpa Samiranali. That means all this Rudra, Mukhya Prana, Vayadevaru, or whatever we say Chaturmukha, everything is a post. The post, it symbolizes, is like a king is dead, long live the king, something like that. It's like a post. So the jivas, they occupy the post. To occupy the post, what he did is, in previous kalpa, what is a kalpa means here? What it means is, kalpa is, here it refers to the entire lifetime of Chaturmukha Brahma. The post, Chaturmukha Brahma post, like a president post, it's like a post. The post lasts, each post lasts for 100 years of Chaturmukha years. That means it is like roughly it is 1 second equals 1 lakh years, human years. That means 100 Chaturmukha years means it is, it comes to about 31,104,000 crore years. It's one Dhammakalpa of Chaturmukha. Such Dhammakalpa, 40 Brahmakalpa, the previous, we are in the current one, the 40 previous such Dhamma years, Dhamma Kalpa years, this Rudradevaru, this the person who is now occupying as Rudra, he did Shishyatva, that is Chindani Nalvattu Kalpa Samiranali. Samira means today's Vayadevaru, whatever we call Mukhya Prana, Madhvacharya. Under him, he did, he served as a Shishya. Shishya means it's not just casually learning or anything like that. Shishya also means like Guru Shishya Bhavana, and learning it with all the, Guru should have all the Lakshana of a Guru. Shishya should have all the Lakshana of a Shishya. Like that he learned for 40 Brahmakalpas plus 10 Dinakalpas. Dinakalpas means daytime of Brahma. So like the daytime means it is like it amounts like 864 crore years is one day of Brahma. Such 10 days. Such a long period of time. He learnt as a student, following the rules of a student. He learnt under this present day, what we call Mukhya Prana. So he had that Guru Shishyatva. He acquired the knowledge of Lord. And then what he did is, because of all this tapa means not like just closing your eyes and doing, that's also tapa. Another tapa is tapa alochane. Means contemplating, not just blindly learning. He was contemplating and also doing pata pravachana, adhyena adhyapana. He was learning from Vayadevaru and also teaching to people lesser than him. That's why, because of all that, he became, what he became is like ఆదిత్యరుడు ఉత్తమననేసి. ఆదిత్యరుడు మీన్స్ నాట్ జస్ట్ సూర్య, ఆదిత్య మీన్స్ ఆది, దోస్ దేవతాస్ హు ఎగ్జిస్ట్. ఆది మీన్స్ ఇన్ ద వెరీ బిగినింగ్, క్యా మీన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్. సో ద దేవతాస్ వేర్ దేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్, ఆల్ దీస్ దేవతాస్ దట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇంద్ర ఆన్వర్డ్స్ ఆల్ ద దేవతాస్ అమంగ్ దెమ్ రుద్రదేవుడు ఈజ్ ద సుపీరియర్, నెక్స్ట్ వన్ లేటు వాయుదేవుడు. సో ఉత్తమననేసి then what happens after this particular brahmakalpa, brahma years, this brahmakalpa, he just becomes, whoever is now occupying as Vamanohara Umapati, he will become the next Sheshadevaru. He becomes the Sheshadevaru and Parvati also joins him of Sheshapatni. Like that, Padavi Airidyo Mahadeva. So he prays, so he tells us, Dhatru extols Rudradevaru and asks us to pray him as Mahadeva. So then after that, the next verse is about the other devatas. Paka Shasana means, Paka means he is a particular Daitya. Daitya was killed by Indra. So Paka Shasana, so Paka, that Rakshasa, you killed him, that Rakshasa, you punished that Rakshasa. Rakshasa was giving a lot of trouble, so Indra Deva, he killed him. So Paka Shasana, Mukha Sakala Divauta means from Indra onwards, all the devatas, I do namaskara. Dasaru is doing namaskara and asking us to do the same thing. Why? Because these are the devatas. All these devatas are not something external to us. Deva, the shabda means, it has many meanings. One such meaning is, Deva means those who are in our sense organs, our indriyas, and who control us. So we definitely need all our eyes, ears, nose, and everything, hands, legs, everything has to go towards good things all the time. For that we need their help, because they are inside us and giving us direction. So they have to give ekachitta, no matter what, whether you are doing a lauki. Rishi also means Jnani. So after the Sattvabhimani devatas, the other devatas, other devatas, they come up to Karmaja devata, Kakshatara, he keeps saying. So Rishi means he can take both ways. And then Pitrugulu means Ajanaja devatas, and the next Kaksha we take, or otherwise you take the Pitrugana devatas also you can take, and then the present day, all this Kamalana Badi Digala, this Anika means Yati means the sannyasis also you can take. Otherwise Yati means Yatana Shilaru. That means people who always do karmas, focusing their mind on God. They are also like Yatis. That Shabda is also there. So I am doing namaskara to all the Yati. Anika means the Samuha. Anika also means the soldiers or warriors also. That's why it calls like that is, these people have studied Shastra, not only studying and keeping it to yourself. You have to, wherever there is a wrong knowledge or misunderstanding, you correct the wrong knowledge. You fight with the, fight means not literally fighting. You just show the flaw in that, you put those who are interested, not in the public, those who want to learn the truth, when you drive, you have to know what are all the things that you should not do. How you should drive only on the road and avoid the other lanes. Similar way, they have to show that it's like the Anika, he says. And then Dasa Varga, you can say Dasa. It is like Atheist and Dasa, you can say. Or Dasa Varga means everyone who thinks, I am Dasa and Vishnu is the Isha. That Bhavana, whoever has that. All the people, most of the Vaishnavas, whoever, they feel in their heart of heart, who are all superior to me, who know more than me about everyone. So he says that, and he is asking Ramakalatana Namisuve Anika Namisuve Vidade Ramakalatana Dasa Vargake Anavarate. Always, whoever has knowledge, whoever is imparting, I will do namaskara, and he shows us the way. So I think it is already 9 o'clock, so I'll end it here. Krishnartha Namastu, and I'll continue it next class. I'll next Monday I'll continue this. Other features.